Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Ramallah, Israel. The Palestinian leadership has vowed to continue their armed struggle to destroy Israel in 2021. That's the headline. Itamar Marcus comes to explain this headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Talk to us about the intensification of the armed struggle, the Palestinian people wanting all of the State of Israel to be the State of Palestine. Will that armed struggle continue this next year?
Fatah, which is the party of Mahmoud Abbas, who runs the Palestinian Authority, just released a video a couple of days ago. It was a video of a march, and there were hundreds of people with masks on their faces, holding rifles, holding automatic weapons and other weapons. And in the background, during the march, they were playing all these violence-promoting songs and militant songs. If this is any indication, again, this is Fatah, the party of the leadership of the Palestinian Authority. What they're basically announcing to the world is terror is still an option for the Palestinian Authority. It's a constant message from the leadership. Terror is part of the bag of tools of the Palestinian Authority. The only reason we had less terror this year, I think the two reasons. One is that Israel's security services have done a great job of stopping terror attacks. And the second reason we had fewer terror attacks was because of COVID-19. The Palestinian Authority population has been very, very focused on that. As a fundamental ideology of the Palestinian Authority, they shout it loud and clear. What they called the armed struggle, which we understand and the world understands as terror, the armed struggle will continue to be one of the tools that the Palestinian Authority will use when they want to achieve political gain.
Itamar Marcus explaining why he believes the Palestinians will continue their armed struggle to destroy the Jewish state in 2021. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Itamar and his team, PalWatch.org, monitor the Palestinian media on a daily basis so that they can reveal to the world what the true agenda is for the Palestinian leadership as it relates to the Jewish State of Israel. Itamar's report reveals that the Palestinian armed struggle will continue in 2021. Which actually agrees with the prophetic passages of God's Word. Ezekiel 35 says that the Palestinians will kill the Jews. That's verse 5. Malachi chapter 1 states that in the end of times, the Palestinians return to do exactly that, kill the Jews, and then steal their land. That's Ezekiel 35:10. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...